Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Faith and this is another video that I have turned into an MP3 version, of course, for my podcast fans out there. And I just want to say thank you so much for always coming back and supporting this little girl from Nigeria. Before I let you hear the rest of the clip, I just want to say this whole trend of getting to appreciate people when they die, it really has to stop. You know, things like this are very, very disheartening, very discouraging. It makes people want to have the wrong kind of ideas, like, okay, maybe I should kill myself. We really don't know what goes through the minds of those people who have committed suicide, but I'm very sure this is one of it. So just take out time to appreciate the people around you, tell them you love them, tell them you value their work, try to support them, try to patronize them, or patronize, whichever the pronunciation is, but show love, because loving is for the living. You know, only people who are alive can experience love, can feel love, and if you can only show that love when they are dead, then it is of no use. So with that being said, like I always say, please do enjoy the rest of the podcast and have a great day. I love you. Bye. I felt the need to say what I have to say right now. Like, my throat chakra is kind of active. I don't want to call any names because I'm trying to be as sensitive as possible, you know, considering the situation right now, especially with regards to what I have to say. What I want to put out there today is that I'm so sick and tired of people displaying fake sympathies when someone dies. You didn't give two fucks about that person when he or she was alive. I'm disgusted with the fact that people tend to trend on social media only when they are dead or when something tragic happens to them. It's very sickening how bad news fly fast and how bad news sell very often than good ones. There are people out there who are striving every day to be the best that they can be by putting out good products, putting out good music, putting out very life-changing and life-empowering content out there. But they're not getting recognized. They're not getting the recognition that I feel the deserve. And that very moment when they die, the music starts to sell, their movies hit box office, or it becomes, you know, bestseller, their videos go viral, their content start to trend, things like that. No wonder some artists are willing to fake their own death or even commit suicide, because they know, oh, once I'm dead, I'm going to trend for a while, my music is going to sell. You know, they're thinking about the future, but that is a very sick way to get to your goal. Because trust me, you guys are frustrating these artists. I'm sick of a generation where you only get to trend when you are dead. You fail to appreciate people who are trying to make a difference here on earth. And suddenly when they die, people who never posted their work, who never reposted or who never encouraged them in any form or whatsoever, go on these social media rants. You see them putting out comments like, oh my god, I can't believe he's dead, he did so much for his community, he was such a good person, blah 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 blah. Yes, I think it's very hypocritical, in my opinion. I know we cannot always appreciate everybody at the same time. I understand it may be difficult to keep up with other people's success, but at least try, make an attempt. It's not going to take more than 5 minutes of your time to, you know, pick up your phone and just say, hey, I love what you're doing, give a call, 1 minute, and you go, like, really encouraged by what you posted last night or yesterday or days before, keep it up, I love your consistency, things like that. It doesn't take much from you. You can start with your family members. Stop making excuses. Just do it. Because I know for a fact, people who come up with creative content, it's not easy to sit down and visualize. People that do skits especially, those guys are doing a whole lot of work because they have to come up with a concept, they have to come up with a script and then act it out and then edit it to make it look very presentable, if you know what I'm saying. So when you see those kind of content, there's nothing wrong. You repost it and, you know, or just say something encouraging, like, oh my god, you really nailed this part. I know for a fact it takes a lot to visualize, it takes a lot to improvise with the little resources that you have. Do not wait till they're dead. Don't, please. They can't see your appreciation, they cannot see your comments, they can't feel the recognition when they're dead. These are experiences and feelings that are reserved for the living. I was going to mention some names of people that are my friends, you know, my close, not really close circles, but people that I know and I've watched them grow and I'm very proud of them. If I mention names, I may skip some people's name and it's a bit like, oh, I don't see what you're doing, but just understand that this video is impromptu. Your friends who are trying to make a difference in their own little way. I have a friend, her name is Sylvia, and she just started this culinary school. I know it's not easy, you're done with university and then you set money aside to pay for a culinary school for 6 months to train yourself on how to, you know, cook different kind of cuisines and bake and just, you know, do something with your time. Because to be very honest, in this point in time in Nigeria, we're not really getting jobs. So if you're waiting for jobs to come, sister, you're going to roast. So why don't you do something, get a vocational skill, whatever it is you're good at, do it and make money off it. And instead of sitting idle doing nothing. About Sylvia, there's not a day that I'm online that I don't, you know, chatter up like, how your class is going. It doesn't take me more than 5 years, because from asking about her classes we start gisting about other things. But my point is, I still check up on her. I'm like, I try to know how she's doing. How are the classes? How was your class today? What did you bake? Don't take anything from me. It doesn't reduce my lifespan by trying to, you know, encourage her. Like, I love what you're doing, keep it up. It's not easy. I know it may be stressful for now, but it's a good investment, and when you're done, trust me, you are going to enjoy every bit of it. How many seconds did it take? Very excited for her, and I can't wait for her to be done with her classes. So I have another friend, his name is Theo, and he has been on with his brand. He has his magazine called Belt, and he has been on for a couple of years now. I see where he's going, I see his struggle, I see his success, and I see that his success story is going to be a very juicy one at the end of the day, because knowing what he has gone through and what he's still going through to bring out good products, it's something that we have to applaud. It's something I have to applaud. So Theo, if it's something I don't tell you often, I am proud of you, and I can't wait for that big box to just land, to fall on you. He's a real Igbo guy, you know, multiple streams of income. He's a hard worker, and he's also a smart worker, very focused, and I'm proud of him. I can only support him now he's alive. I'm not going to wait till later. I'm going to do it now. Theo, I'm proud of you, and keep doing what you're doing. I have so many. I have Shubi, she's a great chef. There is also Oyime, she's into the hair business, you know, she makes wigs and things like that. My friend Zoe, she's about to launch her brand in the month of May. I also have Sarah and Lola, they make clothes. Medina, she owns a fashion brand which is into making female wares, especially for those who are, you know, career women, those office ladies. I have Victor Felix, he makes one of the best, when I say best, I'm not exaggerating, he makes one of the best bespoke suits and traditionals for males in Abuja. Dorothy, I have Amaka, I have Anita, they're all into makeup and they're very good at it. Edima has one of the best OAP voices I've ever heard on radio. Like, I don't even know how to, she has a very distinct voice. Like, once Edima comes on air, I just know this is Edima. She doesn't even have to introduce herself. It's very funny that each time I practice my OAP voice, I don't even say my name. Like, my name is Edima. I don't say Fiju, but I say Edima. That is how much she has influenced me, and I have to say I'm very proud of you. She also blogs, but her OAP voice is something that you can't even match with anybody's own. The list goes on and it goes on and it goes on. I actually have something that can help you keep tabs and help you increase your level of appreciation for others. Call it the 5-minute rule. Why don't you stop watching this video, call up that person, go through your contact list, you know, try and remember someone who's actually doing something that you like and you appreciate. Call them up, send a text, Twitter them, post a picture, post a video, whatever it is, just do something to show that you actually appreciate what they are doing. And trust me, you may think it's a very little tiny thing, but it will go a long way into encouraging that person. You appreciate someone who is alive, don't wait till they're dead, do it now, like right now. Never can tell what will happen the next minute, so while you still have the time, while they still have the time, say something nice and just appreciate the work that you do, because I know it's not easy. Okay, I love you guys so much. Thank you for taking your time to watch this video. Also, feel free to share this video. You never can tell whose life will be touched by it, and they will be inspired to actually keep tabs on people that are still alive. So thank you once again, and bye.